Adrian. I know that this won't air until after the fact, but I just wanted to wish you and all the other guys out there a very happy Father's Day.
Next message from unknown caller.
Good morning, everyone of Unrelated. And this is Laura from MFP, or Laura Cox of MFP. And I want to give a shout out to you, Adrian, for being someone of love, light, and laughter. I hope many others follow in your example. Have a great day.
Next message from unknown caller.
Hey, Adrian. What's happening? This is a completely anonymous caller whom you have never met before in your life. Listener of the podcast, just wanted to say good job, give a shout out to you and in the second best podcast to come out of the Central Ohio area. The first, of course, being Arish I Was Laughing Radio with the hilarious Wendy Ferguson and the super charming, charismatic, and handsome Dan Dean. You guys should listen to that for sure. iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean. It's Midget Radio all day, every day, guys. And keep up the good work, Adrian. Later.
End of message review.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Totally Unrelated. I'm your host, Adrian Cosby. It's Tuesday. I am getting ready to hit the road for 3 weeks. It's going to be a whirlwind tour. Jacksonville, Florida first. Well, I'm going to see my friends in Jacksonville on my way to Tampa. Tampa Improv, Richmond, Virginia, and then the Cleveland Improv will finish in 3 weeks from now, all consecutive. Go to CosbyComedy.com for dates if you want to see them. Thank you for all the people that called in this week. That was awesome. It's been crazy last couple days trying to figure out the logistics of this trip because I don't even know if I'm notorious, but I feel like I should be somewhat notorious for my procrastination skills, but I really tried to plan, and yesterday I was going to leave, and I hit a delay in my travel plan, so I decided to hold back a day, leave this morning after rush hour traffic, and kind of take my time with it, because I'm going to be on the road whether I like it or not. There's no reason to rush out there, but I'll tell you, it's funny because, you know, if you know anything about me, you know I drive a Prius. And it's a very masculine Prius. It's gray, with a gray interior. And I had it packed to the gills. I was uncomfortable. It was so packed. And I'm like, how come I can travel with another comedian who has more bags than I do and not be this uncomfortable? And that's why I'm glad I waited. I had converted part of the car into a mobile home where I could sleep if I needed to because of the long trips. But then I thought about it, and I was like, I can also stay in a hotel. So why would I do that unless I absolutely had to? So why would I have it prepped? So I put everything away, folded everything up, and it fits very neatly. Everything in the trunk, it looks like there's nothing else in the car. It looks like just a regular car with nothing in it when I put everything in the trunk. Before that, it looked like somebody was moving out to the Beverly Hills because they found oil in their backyard. So, feeling a lot better about that. Seat feels much better without something pressed in my lower back. And I'm excited to hit the road. But I had a great weekend in Liberty. If you're just joining us on the podcast because you listened to the show or saw the show in Liberty, thank you very much. Had a great time with Rob Schneider and John DeCasse. Very funny. Sold out shows on Saturday and good crowds on Friday. Always fun to work with Rob. This is the third time I've worked with him, and each time it's a little bit different version of Rob. But if you've never checked it out, check out Real Rob on Netflix. Very funny show. I can't wait to check it out again. He mentioned there might be a role for me in the second season. We'll see if that pans out. I'm going to send him an email later this week. We had a great time. Had a great time hanging out with my friends. I love that club. It's probably my favorite club just for the simple fact that I was there when it opened. I was the first comedian on the stage even before it opened. As soon as that stage was built, I jumped up on it and told a joke just so I could say I'd be the first, even if I wasn't the first. You know what, though? The gods shined on me. I was the first. And that started the ball rolling into what would be a small landslide of pebbles into all these dates that I'm about to do. 7 weeks in a row right now. I will be home after Columbus for about 2 days before I head back out. So that'll be nice. At least I'm not going to be gone for 7 weeks in a row. The Columbus Funny Bone on Sunday with my good friend Dan Swartout and John DeCoste. That was fun. And the NBA Finals. How about that? Congratulations, Cleveland. Anybody listening in or around Ohio or Cleveland Cavaliers fans? It was a pretty epic game. It was a pretty epic game. I don't really follow basketball until it gets to the finals. My philosophy on most sports is that they're exciting when it's close in the last few minutes. And other than that, the rest of the time is just sort of build up, sort of like foreplay. So I enjoyed the whole game, though. I watched the whole thing, and well, not the whole thing, but I think pretty much, because I was at a show. But I got to see the most important part, which was the last few minutes, which was really good because it ended really. It didn't, like the last 2 minutes of a game sometimes can drag on for 30 minutes. Well, the last 2 minutes of this game only lasted 2 minutes, 3 minutes, so it was nice. If you're a Golden State fan, which I know a lot of you are, I'm sorry. You guys got it last year. I think this is a true testament, especially how close this game was and how close the series was, that it could have gone another 10 games and you would have seen it go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And this is why when people say, well, somebody's got to be a winner, that's why I don't like soccer, because it can end in a tie. And that, to me, the fact that it can end in a tie, we've talked about this before, I've talked about this before, is just a testament to the fact that sometimes the teams are equally matched, and there's no reason to try to figure it out today, with overtime or going into some convoluted version of overtime, like a shootout, which is what they do in soccer when they do try to break a tie, which to me isn't real. It is a testament of the skill, but it's not a testament to all the work that was done earlier in the match. It comes down to playing Russian roulette. And that's exciting. I mean, it's about as exciting as it gets in soccer. And some people, that's all they want to watch. So, whatever. Whatevs. Basketball, though, I think it could go series for series. The best of seven, they may as well just do one. Except for all the money that it generates. Just like in college. But I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that they're really saying, because you could sweep and that would be like, yeah, we destroyed you. But when it's, goes to game seven, it's basically like saying we could have gone to best of 20 and have I made my point? Have I belabored the point yet? The car's so packed, it's ridiculous. I've got food in my suitcase. I've got food in a cooler. Do I have a food problem? I just wanted to make sure I didn't have to make bad food decisions while I was on the road. How are you guys doing? I had some relationship issues this past couple weeks with friends and family that I feel like I'm resolving, but I don't know where the issues are coming from. But I do know that as a comedian, there's a certain amount of honesty that we talk to each other with, that I feel like I've become frustrated with people that aren't comedians. And I know that that's my thing. Can I give you an example? I don't know. I don't think I could without telling on people. But I mean, it's not like they're wrong. It's not like they wronged me or I wronged them. It's just a communication deficit. And so I think the message I'm trying to say is love everyone. That sounds really stupid. I don't know why I said that. I think what I'm trying to say is this is I had a situation with a friend where maybe I was taking him for granted, or maybe he was taking me for granted. In my mind, I don't take people for granted. But that's just in my mind, right? Because it's not on me to be able to tell somebody, I'm not taking you for granted, or you're wrong for feeling that way. That's not what's happening, because the feeling of being taken for granted is the person, it's theirs to own. And they can have their reasons, and I don't have to agree with them. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't happening. So I've just been trying to go through and kind of simplify some of my relationships. Not even simplify, but make sure that they're well defined, and make sure that if there's anything that needs cleaned up, let's clean that up right away. I don't want to have a situation where we're talking about the last five things that happened that upset me or that upset you. You know, if it's a minor thing, let's talk about it in the moment. Let's let it go, or let's talk about it. And so that's what I think I've been doing with people, and I think sometimes it brings up a little bit of energy because most people aren't willing to go straight to the source of the subject. It takes a little bit of finesse, and I think that's what I've lost being on the road and talking to comics primarily, is that lack of finesse, because there's no need to sugarcoat it with a comic. You're like, too many words, get to the point. Doesn't always work with your friends, though, or family, so I've been dealing with that and trying to examine my own logic in some of these situations. And I don't even know why I'm telling you guys this. This is not on the show notes. I was going to do just a quick episode real quick and then get out of here because it's going to be about 12 hours of driving. But I just wanted to say to any of my friends that are listening, to any of my family that are listening, it's been a strange, strange journey this last few years, let alone the last 20. So thank you for anything that I've put you through. Thank you for all of your loyalty and commitment to our friendship, despite the many different faces of Adrian, because I've been a lot of different people over the last few years. And I think that just goes to the underall current of me not being a fixed type of person, a fixed way of being, as we say in Landmark Education. Life is not linear. It's moving in a lot of different directions at the same time. You can choose a linear path, but that's probably going to be the longest path. And if things don't go right, then we start to break down. But when you've got a lot of different things going in a lot of different directions, one of those paths can dry up and it doesn't seem like the end of the world. And I've been doing that a lot for the last few years, and I'm sure it's chaotic to the people in my life. But I just want to say thank you for sticking with me. And thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for coming out to the shows. The one thing I know I haven't been doing is promoting the podcast at shows lately, and I really need to do a good job of doing it actively and not passively. I send people, you know, I tell about the website because it's part of a joke, but I really need to do a good job of including, because I really do take a lot of pride in this podcast, and I do take a lot of pride in the people that are listening. Thanks, Fresita. And John, I hope you got your shirts. I hope you like them. I had a situation where I gave away shirts for free a couple months ago, and nobody got their shirts because I had incorrectly labeled the parcels. And I did it all on USPS, and they shipped from here in Columbus, I believe, but I don't think I had the return address right. So when they returned for insufficient postage, they came back to my Chicago address, and my Chicago address wouldn't forward them to me here in Columbus without paying a fee, but they didn't have my contact information. So they were still holding on to them, though, and I contacted them. They sent them to me, and I sent them to you guys. And I think CrossFit Ninja got one, too. So I think, or maybe Southern Fit Mama. I don't know. I can't remember your real names from your screen names, guys, but you do have some creative ones, especially the ones I can't even pronounce. What's up with that? Screen names that you can't pronounce? I wonder if people with hieroglyphics did that back in the day. You know, there would be like one guy and he's drawing all these buffalo on the inside of a cave and his name is, you know, like, I don't know, there's probably not a written word for it, but, you know, throws big rocks. That's his name, throws big rocks. And then there's another guy who's like, well, fuck, I don't... I'm going to make up my own name, and it's Chim Chim Chom Chim. But it doesn't mean anything, right? And so everyone's like, why does he fucking go by Chim Chim Chom Chim? And he's like, yeah, it's just what I want to be called. What I'm saying is I think we had the same transgender bathroom issue back in prehistoric ages. If you get that connection, then you truly do get what Totally Unrelated is about. What I'm saying is... ever since the second person found the first person, within 5 seconds was also the first argument. I don't know if that's a thesis, a theory, or a postulation? I don't know. But I know this is going to be the weirdest podcast I've ever put up because I don't really care if it makes any sense. I know I need to do these podcasts. I missed my second podcast from last week because of audio issues, and it's just gone. It was like an hour and a half of me talking. I felt like it was a much more cohesive podcast, but it didn't work. It just didn't work. And, you know, I think what I'm really trying to do with this podcast is just give you guys a way to escape from whatever it is that you're currently doing, whether that's be on the road, driving, working out, going to bed. Some people have told me they listen as they fall asleep or take a nap in the middle of the day because my voice is so soothing. It's like liquid silk. That's kind of disgusting. Liquid silk is soy milk. I don't know. Okay, stop. Seriously. The reason I do this is one, for the exercise of me being able to connect with people even though I can't see them. The second reason would be because I love podcasts. I love listening to podcasts. And right now I'm kind of in a depression because Pete and Sebastian haven't released a podcast, and I haven't seen any information on why they haven't released a podcast. They haven't even released a best of or anything. And that saddens me. And that's why I have to stay committed and I have to come up with better ways. So one of the things I'm going to start doing is an adventure cast, which I might start with this one right here. And what we'll do is we'll just keep the roll going, and I'll pause it here, pause it there. But you'll hear, and you'll travel with me throughout the day, and my adventures going into convenience stores and buying honey buns. You know, you just get to hear that kind of stuff. And I think that'll help fill in some of the spots. But if you guys have any suggestions of what you'd like to hear me talk about, interviews, people you'd like me to interview, anything like that, call the hotline. If you don't know the phone number to the hotline, it's very simple. And this is all you have to do is pick up your cell phone. If you're in another country, use the USA code. I don't know what that is, but you've got Google in every country except for China. And I do have some China listeners, but it could be the government. I don't know. Could be somebody going through a proxy, bouncing it through China. I don't know. But the phone number is 336-422-6729. If you didn't write it down the first time, get a pen, get a piece of paper, type it into your computer, take a voice memo. Siri, call 336-422-6729. Did Siri work? Did that work? Did Siri start calling? Well, go ahead and leave a message. Let us know what we should do, what direction we should go with the podcast. I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to pick up some interviews with my friends when I get to Florida, and hopefully the comedians when I get to Tampa. And we'll go from there, guys. But the podcast is going to be taking a direction of mobile uploads. So I apologize in advance. I just started working with this new sound editor, and I'm going to have to learn a whole new one in Audacity, which I have used before, but I certainly don't know it as well as I know the Adobe suite. And so we'll deal with that as it comes. But I'll tell you a scare that I had yesterday. I went to turn off my computer and it wouldn't turn off. And I was getting ready to head out of town for weeks. So I was like, oh, shit, I held down the power button, which I know you're not supposed to do, but I did it anyway. Have you ever done that? You hold down the power button for 10 seconds and it just shuts your computer down, kind of slamming it into reverse, I guess. But I did that, and then I realized, oh, I need to do something else real quick. So a couple minutes later, I tried to turn it back on, and it was uploading updates, and then it turned itself off, and then it turned itself back on. It was taking a long time, and when it would turn itself back on, it wouldn't be able to find the hard drive. And when it would finally boot up, it was just a black screen, and I couldn't even get it to shut down again properly. So I let it try to shut down for about 40 minutes, and it wouldn't shut down, so I had to turn it off again. And I was like, I'm just going to leave it. I'll deal with it when I get back. I'll get a new computer. And I was thinking of all the... probably have a terabyte of old videos from when I first started doing comedy. I don't really record myself anymore like that, but if something were to ever happen to me, I imagine this is what everybody would want to see, all the videos of me being a terrible comedian. And I've never done anything with it, but I imagine one day there'll be something I'll want to do with it. And so I need to back it up. I think that was my backup scare. But I turned on the computer this morning and it worked. It started up just fine. And that's what I'm going to edit this version of the podcast on. So thank you, computer gods, for turning back on. I was doing the Windows 10 update And so that would have been a lot of material if I had lost a terabyte of data to the Windows 10 update. But it is probably time for a new computer. I bought this computer. It's like an i3. Might be an i5. I'm pretty sure it's just an i3, though. And I got the extra wide monitor for editing these podcasts so I can see the stream as long as I possibly can. But, you know, my laptop did the same thing where it conked out for a period of time and I had to just leave it off for a month until the battery, internal battery, just dwindled dead. And then it started back up just fine and it's been working ever since. So the computer gods have shined. Back up your data, guys. And don't be a douche. Go out, see a comedy show this weekend. Go see a comedy show during the week. Oh, Jesus Christ. How did we get this far into the podcast? I was going to try to end it, make it a 20-minute podcast. And we didn't even talk about Wiley's. Wiley's Comedy Club of Dayton, Ohio. Ohio's first, Dayton's oldest, is what it says on the sign out front. I just closed the show out there a week from Sunday. Fantastic. I was just listening to that set and I thought, good God, I'm not this funny, but they are laughing. Closed its doors on Sunday. Now, I don't know if it's permanently closed. I don't know if they're going to open for the fireworks contest or special events or special headliners, but they posted a message on Facebook that they're looking for a buyer for $50,000, which is a steal for a business of any kind, really. That's everything in the building, including the liquor license and the liquor and the employees. You could own like six people for $50,000. Very sad day. Sunday was the last official show. It was the open mic. We don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I can't say we don't, but I don't know what's happening as of right now. But looks like the word is that they've closed their doors and they're looking for a buyer. And I wish somebody would just step up to the fucking plate and write a check, because it's sad to see it go. But we're seeing a lot of comedy clubs go by the wayside right now. We lost Newport just a few weeks ago. Newport Funny Bone down in Newport, Kentucky, which is right on the Cincinnati border. You park for the Newport, you'd park in the same place where you'd go to see the Reds play. So, I mean, we called it the Cincinnati Funny Bone. They called it the Cincinnati Funny Bone, but it was in Newport, Kentucky. And Snickers in Indiana is gone, but it seems like that was a long time coming as well. And this is a really tough time for comedy, guys. This is a really tough season, summer, because especially in the Midwest, you're competing with grills and summer activities. People do that during the day. The last thing they want to do after been drinking in the sun all day is go inside into the air conditioning and drink. Or is that what they should do? Seems to me like it makes perfect sense. Other parts of the country don't seem to suffer the same drought, but to a certain extent they do. But it's been a cold winter, and it's going to be a hot summer with fewer comedy clubs. I'm thankful to be working at A-room clubs through the whole drought. But that being said, come fall, I have absolutely nothing on the books. So I propose this idea. If you would like to have a comedy show at your house, I'll bring a comedian or two with me, and we'll do a comedy show in your living room. It could be like your party. You might want to do one for a work party even, or a Christmas party, or Thanksgiving party, or Rosh Hashanah. I don't even know when Rosh Hashanah is. I'm sorry. But I've seen a lot of other comedians do this, not a lot, but maybe four, where people have a house party and they're like, hey, let's have a comedian come in. But certainly a birthday party or a work party, that's much more traditional. If you're interested in something like that, if you'd like to meet me and you're like, I can't go to a show because I have a family and we're too busy and all this other stuff, but you have a party planned and you're like, you know what, we could add a comedian to this. My rate is very reasonable. And if I'm already going to be in your town, it just seems like that might be a fun thing to do. So you can look at the calendar. Probably not going to work in the next 8 weeks because I'm all over the place. And if you're having a party at your house on a Wednesday through Monday, fuck, I want to be there, I guess, you know. But do your friends. And if your friends want to be there, then I definitely want to be there. So hit me up. You can send me an email directly from my website, CosbyComedy.com. Please tell your friends about the website if you're, and not the website, but the podcast. If you're enjoying the podcast, please go down, hit that heart, that thumbs up, that like button, whatever it is, wherever you're listening. Follow, subscribe, write a review for me. That's the one way that you can support me without having to pay for a thing. And if you remember, my goal was to give away as much stuff as I can for free in 2016. It's a free giveaway in 2016, and that's what I'm doing. I got all kinds of free souvenirs. The car is loaded down with merch. Now, when I say giving the stuff away, I'm not giving away t-shirts. I'm not giving away my new beer koozies. They're canned koozies. Let's be honest. You don't have to drink beer out of them. You could drink soda or sparkling water, like I like to drink. But I got these new koozies. They go with the shirts, and they're awesome. I got three different versions of the same shirt, and we'll see which one sells best. But if I were to sell out all my merch in the next 3 weeks, that's the goal, and that would make me the happiest man on the planet. Maybe not, but it would be a huge, huge goal. So, in the next 3 weeks, let's do this. Let's set some goals here, guys. This is what we're doing. We're going to write it down right now. In the next 3 weeks, we're going to sell all merch. Sell all merch. We're going to, let's say, add 100 extra listeners to the podcast. And what's another thing? We're going to lose 2 pounds while we're on the road, which is so hard to do, to lose weight while you're on the road, especially because I'm staying in condos, not hotels, and there's no workout room, but I'm in Tampa, Florida. How can you not lose weight? Lose 2 more pounds. 2 pounds over 3 weeks is very doable. You can lose up to 2 pounds a week or 1/2 pound a week. I don't know. Shit, I've lost up to 6 pounds in a week before, but my weight fluctuates by 3 and 4 pounds by the hour, it seems like. So I don't want to act like I know what I'm talking about in that regard. So if you're like, no, you can only lose 1/4 pound a month, you know, I'm sorry for my erroneous data. We're going to wrap it here, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a successful week. We're going to do another one later this week. I'll be having, hopefully, a special guest from my hometown. It should be entertaining. I love you guys. Stay unrelated.
Kind of.